After a long night in the U.S. Senate, in which he helped defeat Republican efforts to repeal parts of the Affordable Care Act, Senator Patrick Leahy flew into Burlington International Airport this afternoon on an hour of sleep. As VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports, events in the Senate chamber Thursday had a profound effect on Vermont's senior senator.
There's no question the biggest political accomplishment of Leahy's week in Washington was voting along with his Senate colleagues to successfully defeat the Republican plan to change the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. Leahy said the vote kept the Affordable Care Act intact and also took some of the uncertainty away from the health insurance market.
Those who have pre-existing conditions will still be able to get insurance. There'll be some more stability in the markets. You got a whole lot of insurance companies have to make their decisions now of where they're going to cover in January.
In the aftermath of the Republican bill's defeat, no one vote is getting more attention than that of Arizona Senator John McCain. Leahy said he was expecting McCain's no vote, which put him in step with Senate Democrats and just a few other Republicans.
John and I have been friends the time he was in the House.
To Leahy, McCain's return to the Senate after being diagnosed with brain cancer was more than just an important vote. It was the return of an old friend who got bad news. Leahy had tears in his eyes as he described the scene in the Senate early Friday morning.
We walked out. Of course, we were thrilled to see him. Those of us who saw how much weight he'd lost. And, I mean, he's a person, notwithstanding all the torture he had in Hanoi, carries himself strong. He was having a difficult time. I went over and I hugged him, and you could just feel what he had lost.
Leahy had tears in his eyes as he described the scene in the Senate early Friday morning. One word and a simple thumbs-down gesture effectively ended the months-long effort in the Senate to repeal the ACA. But it was clear that watching John McCain cast that vote was not what made the biggest impression on Vermont's senior senator. Leahy said he and McCain talked for a long time Thursday night, and it got him reflecting on McCain and his career in the Senate and in the military, and in some ways reflecting on what it means to serve.
The cancer and all that he's faced is hard. Most people would not have lived through what he... the torture and all in Hanoi. And he could have been released, but he wouldn't leave his men behind.
Talking about McCain, Leahy had a different tone than at press conferences during the height of this political fight, where he pounded a podium in frustration and blamed Senate Republicans for short-sighted political maneuvers.
His speech he gave one of the most moving, memorable
Leahy stood in silence outside the arrivals area at the airport as tears filled his eyes.
But all I could think of was a farewell speech.
McCain's speech on Tuesday was a blunt assessment of the Senate's performance.
We've been spinning our wheels on too many important issues because we keep trying to find a way to win without help from across the aisle. That's an approach that's been employed by both sides, mandating legislation from the top down without any support from the other side, with all the parliamentary maneuvers that requires. We're getting nothing done, my friends. We're getting nothing done.
After a weekend in Vermont, Leahy says he hopes to return to Washington and work with Republicans to get something done. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.